I can tell you 6 months ago, I didn't have $1 million worth of property in my name.
Yeah, I never in my wildest dreams would I have ever thought I could say I own $1 million worth of real estate. That's just, it's insane.
You're listening to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast, the number one resource for active duty veterans and their families who want to learn how to build real wealth through real estate investing. Each week, we sit down with top military real estate investors, industry experts, and leaders who share their secrets to success in the real estate game. Now,
get off your ass,
get motivated, and take action to make your financial freedom dreams a reality.
Before we get started with today's show, I have to let my faithful ADPI podcast family in on a little secret. For the past year, we've been hard at work trying to consolidate all of our Epic resources into one community-based platform to damn near guarantee our member success. I'm proud to announce the launch of ADPI Campus, our off-Facebook, all-in-one platform dedicated to helping the military community own more of the land they swore to protect and defend. From networking to live workshops to courses, masterminds, cohorts, and even one-on-one coaching, ADPI Campus is the community for military real estate investors worldwide. Sign up for your free trial of ADPI Campus at www.adpicampus.com, where you'll get complete access to our brand new bootcamp mini course and our exclusive deal room where you can list, connect, buy, and sell deals alongside other military real estate investors. That's www.adpicampus.com to sign up now for free. Do it now before it's too late. Now, let's start the show. Hey, what's going on, guys? Kevin Brenner here. We have another amazing guest. And as a new feature, we're joined by our fake audience today. Yeah, there they are. Look, listen to them. They're live. They're real. They're not real, but it makes me feel good. But not as good as our guest today is going to make me feel. So we have Chris Lockwood joining us, and he's going to tell us really an amazing story. But Chris, Chris has a dog.
Two of them
who are not happy with the fake audience, obviously, just like growling. No, but Chris has an amazing story about finding real estate and finding it towards the end of your career, your end of your military career, and what real estate has done. Because we talk with people, you know, I talk with students all the time, and it's, you know, whether they're just getting started, they're just getting into the military and they're trying to leverage the power of real estate, or they're in the middle, or they're towards the end. They're like, hey, I need to, you know, I'm 3-4 years out from retirement. I need to start thinking about this. Like, what am I going to do after I retire from the military? And Chris kind of found it late in the game, but he's done so much in so little time because of that necessity. And it's been an amazing success story. And I'm happy to have Chris here join us and tell us about it. So Chris, without further ado, man, I tried to introduce you, but I think you're going to do a better job. So go for it, man.
Hey, Kevin, I appreciate it. So, you know, I kind of tell you the whole journey from the beginning to where I'm at right now. And like a lot of military folks, I was an accidental investor. My wife and I bought a house in 2011 during one of our mini PCSs. And when it came time to move, it was, you know, what do we do now? We wouldn't have necessarily been upside down on the house, but we wouldn't have made any money. So it would have been kind of break even thing. So we're like, hey, you know, let's rent it out. And we did. And we've been renting it out for about the last 6 years. And I went from cash flowing maybe 150 bucks a month to a few refinances and increases in rent. And it cash flows about 500, 600 bucks a month now. So keep that in your back in mind as we fast forward to about 2 years ago when that clock was ticking on retirement. I've been in the Army for about 22 years. I knew it was time to find something to do, and I was scared to death of getting locked into one of those GS positions, one of those jobs to where you go in and you sit at a desk and you kick on a computer and, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that, but that just, you know, people are scared of spiders and snakes. I'm scared of being stuck at a desk, you know. And it turns out in a Facebook group, somebody had posted a link and said, have you ever heard of this active duty passive income? And I'm like, nope, let's see what it is. And I clicked on it. And actually, the very first podcast I ever listened to was the first ADPI podcast. And I was like, wow,
You know, I was like, I can actually not work, still make money, and be successful in retirement. Because a lot of people, when they're getting to the end of their career, you know, that's like one of the biggest fears is, how do I maintain this lifestyle? And how do I do it without, you know, having to work from now until the day I die? Mm-hmm. And so I listened to that podcast, and I ended up, you know, doing some Googling, doing some research and all that kind of stuff. And I came across a Rich Dad, Poor Dad seminar. And next thing you know, I'm sitting in this $500 weekend class for them to tell me how amazing real estate is and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, kind of fast forward a little bit, you know, everything sounded great, but, you know, I wasn't quite sure how I was going to be successful doing it. And as I continued to educate myself and learn, there was a couple of things that clicked. There was two things that really, really got me. Number one was the short-term rentals. When I found out what a short-term rental was, I was like, wow, that right there, it's huge cash flow. It's buying a single-family home. And you make a ton of money on it. And then the second thing that got me was the multifamily. Now, I was under the impression initially that I had to start small and build up to these bigger properties. So, you know, to get to the end of it there, you know, we ended up getting a few short-term rentals that we're managing right now. They're doing phenomenal. And, you know, now as my wife focuses on that, I am turning my attention towards the multifamily for that long-term wealth building. But the great thing about all of it is, you know, even though I started literally about 18 months before my final out from the Army, I was able to generate enough cash flow that I don't have to worry about that employment.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, that is something. I mean, first of all, dude, congratulations, because that is something. I mean, we're talking 18 months and you hear us talk about it all the time. The power of cash flowing real estate. It has a lot of power. Whether you're just getting started, you're an E1 or an O1, you just launching your military career, or whether you're 22 year in E8 looking to get out, 18 months is not a lot of time. You know, and you can do some really, really amazing things, but it starts with education. And I love it during your story, Chris, you said you found yourself at a $500, you know, for a weekend, Rich Dad, Poor Dad thing. And they do this, you know, the Rich Dad, Poor Dad team, you know, obviously, you know, Robert Kiyosaki, we've had him on the podcast, you know, and he's got a whole team and it's a phenomenal book and a phenomenal concept. So if you haven't read that book, please, please, please go and read it. But if you have, you probably know that they do these seminars. They go around the country. They put you in a hotel conference room, and they break down the entire process. But it ain't free, you know. And that's they do that because they want to, you know, make sure that people in there are serious and so on and so forth. But point I'm trying to make is that what sparked you to actually, you know, open up your wallet, open up your checkbook, swipe your credit card, and say, "I am doing this $500 seminar thing." Like, what was it?
You know, so shortly before that, I'd watched a webinar with Grant Cardone. And if y'all don't know who he is, I'm going to tell you, there's not too many better salesmen on this planet. And
he's pretty good.
he got a little money from me, and I ended up in one of his mentoring groups. And yeah, I mean, I learned it, like, don't get me wrong, huge, you know, knowledge base and everything. But, you know, when I went to the free Robert Kiyosaki thing, and it was like one day, and they were like, "Hey, you know," and they gave you like such great information. It's like, oh my God, like, I can't even find this on YouTube. Like, this is just, this is gold. And so they convince you that if you come to this weekend seminar, you know, you're going to learn even more. And I did. But what it did wasn't necessarily teach me the step-by-step process. It taught you a little bit about each thing that you can do in real estate. And I was kind of that squirrel that was chasing that, you know, that golden, you know, that next shiny thing. Is like, oh my God, wholesaling sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. Until you start researching what it is for wholesaling, I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. Then it's like, you know, fix and flip sounds awesome, the burst strategy. Until you realize, you know, I got a full-time job, I got full-time kids, you know, that's going to be hard for me to do. And
And I just, you know, throughout that weekend, you kept hearing all these different things and everything sounded cooler and cooler and cooler. But it gave me the information that I didn't have before. And that was where to really start focusing my education. Mm-hmm. And from there is where I ended up taking the next step towards my education piece and joining a mastermind group. And when I joined that mastermind group, that's what really sent me just, you know, next thing you know, I think I joined that mastermind group in July. And by October, I was closing on my first property. 4 months later, we were closing on our second. And, you know, we're getting ready to get under contract on another one. And I mean, things just took off. And it would have never happened had I not spent that $500 for that first weekend. Because yeah, that made it real. Now I had skin in the game. Now I had no choice but to do something with it. Because if not, my wife was going to be like, dude, you just spent $500. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I could have bought with that? Yeah. So, you know.
And I think that goes to say, you know, Chris, that we talk about the ADPI triad, the learn, network, and take action. We say that all the time. And that learn phase, I don't think either of us can argue that you can go and learn it, you know, learn it like I learned it, you know, because I didn't take a course when I first started my journey. What my course was hours and hours and hours of podcasts, was I read every book that I could get my hands on. And the truth of the matter is that had I known that there was a course, I would have taken one. But I thought I was like some real estate pioneer, you know, like in Savannah, Georgia. I was like, I'm the first guy to do this. But no, I wasn't. But luckily, I had a strong network down there, and that helped as well. So there's multiple ways to skin the cat, but you have to learn about each different strategy and learn kind of like where you went through and say like, okay, does this match up with actually what I want to do? Because there's so many different ways to make money and build wealth within the realm of real estate, that finding out what you want to do and where you want to reside, and then really hammering in and focusing on that until you're an expert, until you're proven, and then maybe move on to the next piece. But you can't be, you know, the whole crux of it is we don't know what we don't know. So if someone's out there and they didn't know about short-term rentals and how profitable they were, you know, and you might be really awesome at it, but you just don't know. And you think that you have to be in buy and hold, or you think that you have to be just in multifamily. Well, then no, you don't have to be. So I think finding that, getting that base of education and allowing you to choose which direction you wanted to go in is really cool. And that's what I want to kind of talk about now, Chris, as we transition into these short-term rentals. And I'd love for you to talk about how you found short-term rentals, you know, kind of what sparked that interest for you. And then if we can like deep dive some numbers, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as I said, I was kind of researching all the different facets of real estate investing, and each thing sounded cooler and cooler and cooler as you kind of built up the ladder. And everybody starts with wholesaling. It's kind of the basic real estate realm I think you can kind of get into, because you don't actually ever own it. You don't do any work on it. You just, you know, you basically buy and sell it, all the way up to buying, you know, multi-million-dollar multi-family properties. Well, everything in between there is what I was trying to kind of learn a little bit about to see what, you know, what I liked. And I was listening to a podcast, and Avery Carl was on it, and she was talking about their short-term rentals there in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And everything just started making sense. And it wasn't necessarily about the cash flow, but it's really good. It was more about, it was something that I could understand without having to, you know, learn new terminology and stuff like that. Because you're buying a house and then you're renting it out. And I'd already done that. I owned a house and I was renting it out. The only difference was my tenant was going to change every 3 to 4 days instead of every 2 to 3 years. And I went to my wife and I'm like, hey, I'm like, this is it. This is what we want to do. And she says to me, I told you that like 6 months ago.
I think we need to have your wife on here, because she seems to be very, well, very supportive in what you're trying to do. But it's like, she's behind the wheel here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Without a doubt. You know, I might be driving, but she's telling me where to go for sure. She's the one that you know, she handles the day-to-day business and all that kind of stuff of it.
But when, you know, when I listened to that podcast, I really got to looking at it. I was like, you know, this is something we can do, and we can do it right now. And I immediately, you know, I started taking some steps. I set up a couple of phone calls. I talked to a couple of bankers, and they were like, yeah, everything looks good. All you got to do is find a place. And it was, you know, kind of the way it works in the model that we use, we put 10% down. You mortgage the other 90% because it's considered a second home, because it's in a place that you can go vacation. So it's like, I couldn't be here at Richmond, Virginia, and buy a short-term rental with a 10% down in Richmond, Virginia. It makes no sense to go vacation there. But if I had one down in Virginia Beach, it's theoretical. I could go vacation there. So that's where you can get the 10%.
Now, is this down. An FHA, though, this 10% down?
No, it's not. I think mine are through Freddie or Fannie Mae.
So it's 10% down. So it's 10% down, but it's not like it's not a primary residence where you don't have to go live in right away.
Correct.
Oh, wow. So, that's a great deal.
So, you know, so I ended up, you know, I didn't have the cash all of it myself. I had about a third of it for what I could get approved for. So I went in with a couple of business partners, and we came up with the money. And it happened so quick. It was amazing. Like, we looked at all these houses, and they were like, hey, that one right there, that's the diamond in the rough. That's the one that's got the character and the charm. We put a little bit into it. We put an offer in on it. And within maybe 2 hours, you know, we had an accepted offer. And I was the first one we put in. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so easy. This is the easiest thing in the world. I was wrong. But, you know, it took about 35, 40 days. We got through the inspection process. We got through all that. We closed. And I want to say it was 52 days. I counted it up the other day. 52 days from when we put in the offer, we went live with this short-term rental.
Wow.
And within, I think I went live about 10 o'clock at night. And I woke up. Something woke me up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I looked at my phone, and there was a string of messages. And the place booked up so quick. And I was like, oh, my God, why was I not doing this so long ago? And so I got on this group of short-term rental owners, and I'm like, man, this is awesome. It booked up like completely for the whole month of November and half of December in like 12 hours. You're like, dude, you just lost thousands of dollars. And I'm like, what do you mean? How did I lose thousands of dollars? I just made all this money. They're like, if it booked up that quick,
you're way low.
Way underpriced.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, you know, and it was learning, but the point is, you know, we took action. We took that chance. I didn't wait until I knew 100% what I'd do. I probably knew about 30% of what I needed to know when I put that offer in. And through the course of time, you know, by the time we went live, I probably knew about 80% of what I needed to know to successfully run that. And you know, now, I mean, this is quite a ways into it. Like, I'm probably about 95% of educated on what it is, but there's always more. There's always changes in technology, changes in laws and stuff like that. So you're never fully going to be there. But now, you know, we use that first property. We put in a little bit more for the second and ended up buying the second one. And I can tell you, you want to talk a little bit of numbers. So the month of June, we looked at it a couple weeks ago. We were going to have a payout from two properties of right at $11,000.
Boom. Let's go. $11,000, Chris?
Yes.
For 1 month.
For 1 month, just for the month of June.
Let's go. That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and of course, out of that, we got to pay the bills and all that kind of stuff. Right. So we're still looking at putting at least 50% of that in our pocket.
That's incredible.
So I don't know, you know, I know how much I bring home a month as an E8 with 24 years in the Army. Mm-hmm. And $5,000 is a pretty good chunk of what I bring home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, my wife and I, you know, we spend maybe an hour a week on the properties. Mm-hmm.
you know, that's talking to guests, that's talking to, you know, the housekeeping team or maintenance or stuff like that. If there's an issue, maybe 2 hours tops to get everything resolved. So, you know, and this strategy doesn't work for everybody. I know people that own short-term rentals and are like, I just can't deal with the stress of, I don't know when that next booking is going to come in. Mm-hmm. We're always chasing that 5-star rating. Like, that's the key, is providing that exceptional guest experience. And so, you know, there is a little bit of stress that comes to it. It's not just all, oh, we sit back and watch the money come in, because there is some work that goes into it.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you're in the hospitality industry. It's what you're in. Yeah. But the point, there's so much to unpack in what you just said, Chris. But I mean, for our listeners out there, I mean, it starts, the most amazing part about that story, beyond the $11,000 in 1 month, because that's pretty awesome, is the action steps. You are a habitual action taker. And I want to congratulate you on that, because that's what we call our community in the Action Takers Only Mastermind. They're all action takers. And you looked at a property, you're like, you said, well, I was like 30% smart on this strategy. Screw it. This is the property. It's got the character. It's got the charm. Let's put an offer in. 2 hours later, boom, under contract. But by doing that, by taking that action step and then having that result, right? For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Was that Isaac Newton, law of physics or whatever, right?
Gravity, well, I think. Yeah,
whatever. I don't know. I'm the physics major. I don't know. Whatever. point is, you took that action. There, you know, the reaction happened. It's under contract. Well, now that it's under contract, you have a time limit to either sink or swim, to either get, you know, quote unquote, get your shit together and learn about this strategy to implement it, or say, I don't want this deal. And you obviously, you know, learned about the strategy, you got your business partners together and you lined everything up and you were rewarded for that action. And I think that holds so many people back, because people assume, they let fear get in the way. They let fear drive, fear and negativity drive everything that they do. And they're like, well, I can't just do something and only know 30% about it, especially when they're separating money from their checkbooks. You know what I mean? Like when money is leaving them. And I'm sure you'd agree with me that that first deal was probably scary as hell.
Oh,
but yeah, but like, you know, you go in, you have confidence knowing that what you've learned and what you've read is that this stuff works. Real estate investing works, right? As long as you generally take a look at everything and account for certain expenses and don't get into a bad deal and like do the very basics, you're going to learn the rest along the way, and you'll learn the rest. You'll build the systems. You'll optimize the business. But that doesn't mean that you have to know 100% of everything before you get in, because if you do that, you'll never get there. You'll never actually take action, and you'll never get into these deals, and you'll be kicking yourself down the road. And this is just one way that Chris, I mean, you know, you got two Airbnbs in beautiful Gatlinburg, Tennessee, which I've been to. It's in the mountains. It's gorgeous. And, you know, it's, you know, $11,000 a month here. And I'm sure that's a high rev month for you, or maybe not. I don't know. But the point is that if you're taking 50% of that a month, guys, that's $60,000 a year. That's more than enough. You know, that from some investments, that's like a full-time salary for a lot of people. So think about that. Think about the power of real estate, and think about how Chris was able to do this in 18 months. It doesn't take 24 years in the Army, or however much it would take you to pull in $60,000 a year in salary. I you know, that's probably what, E4, E5 pay? I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah, but like, that's that might be E6.
That's like E6. Yeah, that's like E6 pay. So what, to get, Chris, walk me through, getting to E6 is a solid, I mean, it depends on the service that you're in, but shoot, man, I mean, that's a solid 8 to 10 years in the Air Force.
Yeah,
to get to E6.
Yeah, it could be 5, 6, 7 years in the Army if you're fast tracking. Yeah,
if you're fast tracking. But I mean, guys, 18 months, like, let's go. You know, that is the power. So yeah, I just love that. And we talk numbers, and you also touched on the community aspect and joining this mastermind, and the, how the mastermind really kind of took you from like, I kind of get this, to like to the moon. So how does that compound effect work just generally in the mastermind?
So, you know, the thing about the masterminds is you get in, and there's this group of people who inspire you. you know, the education piece is great. I love the education fact of it, but when there's people that are coming in and they're being successful, and you know, it's like you start talking to them like, yeah, I'm closing on this deal, I'm closing on that deal, and you're like, well, man, when did you start doing this? So like 3 months ago. And you're like, oh my God, what have I been doing? You know, I should have done this so long ago, but it's seeing those other people be successful. You know, you form smaller groups within that community. You hold each other accountable. I have an accountability call once a week with two people within the mastermind. And we get together and, you know, we've laid out what our goals are for the year. And we backwards plan and we say, okay, this quarter I need to achieve X, Y, and Z. We go back and we relook at that goals. But the most important thing we do is we say, here's what I'm going to do this week that'll get me closer to that goal. And if I haven't done those things, one of my accountability partners will say, hey, dude, you said you were going to do this last week. Why is this shit still on your list for this week? And it's like, you know what? You're right. I did say I was going to do this. So, you know, that having that accountability piece is huge. And you can find that without a mastermind, but I don't necessarily think they always understand what it is you're trying to do, the goals you're trying to get to, because there's so much, you know, so many different opinions out there. But when you're focused within that one group, you have that central focus. And not only, you know, not only that, not only the accountability piece, but like I said, when you see those other people successful, like that kicks you into high gear. It's like, I got to start doing something or all these people are going to leave me behind. And that's just, that's a horrible feeling to be left behind when you know you have no one to blame but yourself for it.
Hey guys, Kevin here, and I wanted to interrupt this week's podcast episode with just kind of a public service announcement. I don't know if you guys know this, but we have this thing called the cohort, and we have one for commercial real estate and one for residential real estate, but the cohorts have been a smashing success as we launched them in 2023 and moving into 2024. We literally have like a wait list going right now. But if you're interested in learning how to do real estate investing alongside other like-minded, super focused people in the military community, like in our community, then you're going to want to sign up for the cohort. And the way we have it set up and that we're moving this direction with a residential cohort and a commercial cohort is the residential is going to focus on everything 1 to 4 units, whether that's buy and hold or BRRRR or short-term rentals and Airbnbs or like all of that stuff is in the residential side. And then your commercial real estate one, which is super powerful, is going to be focused on those large commercial 7-figure apartment buildings, mobile home parks, RV parks, things like that you thought you could never get involved in. But now with our brand new education on ADPI campus, which you guys know about, and combine that with our cohort and our coaches and everything coming together, it's becoming a very, very, very powerful tool. So if you're interested in getting involved with this, what you need to do is go into ADPI Campus, log into ADPI Campus. And if you don't have it, again, go to www.adpicampus.com, sign up for free. Go in there and check out the events and just make comments. Go in and make a comment and say like, hey, when's the next cohort starting? And we'll get you hooked up. It's that simple. And we'll get you on the wait list and where you need to be. So again, if you guys are interested in taking your real estate game to the next level, seriously consider joining one of ADPI's highly coveted and exclusive cohorts, either for residential or commercial. They're all awesome, and people are getting fantastic results. So hope to see you in one of those cohorts. And until then, we shall get back to the show. Yeah, and I think there's a lot that goes into what you were talking about with the accountability piece, because the reason that people hold you most accountable is because it's a like-minded group of individuals. You're all going after generally the same thing. You know, it might not, you know, depending on the mastermind, it might be a short-term rental mastermind, it might be a multifamily mastermind, whatever. But everyone's going after the same thing, which is passive income through real estate. So whatever flavor that is to you, you have people to look up to and motivate you and light that fire within you. And I think that's really, really powerful. And, you know, we've said it a million, bajillion times, is your network is your net worth. And if you're serious about increasing your net worth and you're listening to this podcast, you don't know where to start, look around at who you hang out with most. Are you hanging around with millionaires? If you're not, there's step one. Go and find a group of millionaires that you can hang out with and learn everything that they have. Now, I understand that you're not going to be able to go to your, you know, put on your smoking jacket and go to the study and, you know, and sit with your cronies. I get that. But that's what the power of a mastermind does, because it puts all of these people who want to be successful together with already successful people, usually running the course, or some who have been there for a while and can teach people, but it puts all of these people together from all walks of life, and they all have the same goal or similar goals, and you all rise up together. And that is something that is really, really, really powerful. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're ready to get started, definitely check out, you know, obviously ADPI has two masterminds, right? We have Operation Adam, the Action Takers Only Mastermind that focuses on single family, 1 to 4 units. If you're into that, get in it. You know, you'll get a lot more of me coaching that. But if you want to do the multifamily route too, we have a multifamily academy that's taking applications now, and you can get in on that. All you got to do is go to activedutypassiveincome.com/resources and make your way to the masterminds. They're really, really powerful. And Chris, you have done a phenomenal job of representing the multifamily mastermind with what you're doing in multifamily and what you've learned learned and applied in the short-term rental space, and kind of how you're doing that stepwise approach. Because you also mentioned early on that, like, and there's a common misconception here, is that like everyone thinks they have to start out with single family. You don't have to. All you have to do is die and pay taxes, right? Like, that's all you have to do. So if you understand the power of multifamily and you really want to get into, then jump into it. If you're dedicated and you're motivated and you want to do it, then do it. The only thing holding you back is you. So, you know, I love the fact that you're thriving right now. And I want to ask you, Chris, what is next on the horizon for you? You have these short-term rentals. Are you going to keep acquiring more of these, or are you going bigger, or like what's next for you?
Yeah, we're definitely going to keep acquiring those. You know, now I don't have to put any more of my money into them. You know, now we're going to make enough to save up for the next one. We're going to let these buy the next and the next and the next, you know. So the goal is to get to, and I'm about to say a number that's going to maybe freak a few people out, but the goal is to get to $25,000 a month in gross rental income from the short-term rentals.
Let's go. That deserves a club horn. $25,000 a month in short-term rentals. Guys, that's $300,000 a year, if math serves me right. And yes, it is. So that's possible.
I know guys that are doing, you know, 75 to 100,000 a month.
Oh yeah.
You know, and our goal is to get to the 25,000, then I can take something out of it. But you know, so that's going to take care of itself. That's going to do its own. You know, my focus now is to acquire and operate mobile home parks. And that's one of the things that I've learned within the Active Duty Passive Income Mastermind group is, you know, that is a very specific niche, a very specific realm of real estate investing that I can understand. You know, I grew up living in trailer houses. I grew up around, you know, trailer parks. My grandmother's been living in the same one for at least 43 years because,
wow,
you know, that's how old I am. You know, so I understand that. And there's a small group of us within the larger multifamily community that I host a call. We talk about it. You know, we got guys that are doing massive deals right now. One guy, Jesse, he just got into contract for like 140 pads.
Wow, you know, that's
just
awesome.
Last week. So, you know, amazing things are going on. And again, I can't say it. I can't say it enough. You don't have to start at wholesale. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but you don't have to start there. You don't have to start, you know, if you want to go bigger, go bigger. Mm-hmm. You can do that. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say people need to go what they're comfortable with, because that's easy. You need to get to where it's a little bit uncomfortable and go for that. And then when you succeed, you'll realize how much more you can do.
Yeah, no, that is extremely true. You want to operate on the fringe of your comfort zone. If you can always be operating on the fringe of your comfort zone, and you can look back 6 months in the past and see a completely different person. If you look back right now, Chris, think about this. If you look back 6 months from today, do you see a completely different person as far as a growth scale? Like where you were in any way, shape, or form growth-wise?
I can tell you 6 months ago, I didn't have $1 million worth of property in my name.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, God, that simple. Boom, right there. That's going to be the quote for the episode, by the way. I hope you know that.
I like it. I never in my wildest dreams would I have ever thought I could say I own $1 million worth of real estate. That's just, it's insane.
Yes. Yes. And that is something that is crazy. And, you know, Robert Kiyosaki said that if you can look 6 months in the past in the rearview mirror and not recognize the person you were, then you are growing fast enough. If you look back 6 months and you recognize that same person, then you're just not growing fast enough. Then you need to light that fire within you to keep pushing and keep going. And that is a good measuring stick and always to keep after your goals. But dude, congratulations, man. $1 million in real estate, you're cash flowing or you have revenue of $11,000 a month sometimes in these Airbnbs. And you're saving up, you're getting into mobile home parks, you're doing all of this stuff that is incredible. And I don't want to forget that you're also you play a tremendous role in the ADPI team, on the team. You know, you're like, and there's something to be said about that, about attaching yourself to a group, finding a group of people that you resonate with, whether that's ADPI, whether that's someone else, finding a group and figuring out how can I add value to them. And you started, and really briefly, can you go back and think, like, what was it that, who did you reach out to say, like, hey, I love what you guys are doing? Like, who on the team here, like, kind of brought you into the fold?
Yeah, so I was scrolling through the Facebook page, and somebody had told me something. Matter of fact, it was in Grant Cardone's mastermind class that I was in. He said, an opportunity is going to show up. You just got to know to take it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, that's real catchy, but it didn't really click at the time. And I'm scrolling through, and I think it was Jill that mm-hmm. posted on the Facebook page. They were looking for someone who knew about sales and stuff like that they needed some help to kind of get a couple of programs off the ground. And I just messaged them like, hey, does, you know, 18 years worth of recruiting experience count?
She was like,
yeah. And, you know, the next thing you know, we're having a conversation and I get brought on.
And Jill signed up for the Army.
yeah, right. I think her husband's got all that taken care of.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, I got brought in to help, you know, to help kind of manage the Facebook group and I've just been doing different things. You know, I'm finishing up my internship with ADPI. Matter of fact, I finished up last week because I'm out processing the end of this week or starting next week. So, you know, it kind of grew, and I loved everything that was going on, because it wasn't about what I experienced with the other group, to where it was kind of like, hey, you know, we're going to teach you things, you're going to be successful, but you're going to have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Here it was, we're going to teach you things and you can be successful, but if you want to accelerate it, we have ways to do that too. And I just absolutely loved it. And then, you know, with the different the different tools that we have in ADPI, the different groups, the different resources with, you know, the tax advisors and, you know, protecting your assets. I could go on and on. I mean, you know what they all are. But all those different things, it's not designed to put money in ADPI's pocket. Mm-hmm. It's designed to help service members. And anyone who spent, you know, a day in the military knows how much we need that support from, you know, things that, that if it's not a tank or a rifle or a jet or something like that, we got all the support we need from that. But how do I take care of my family, my assets, my house? Because that's not the priority for the military. That's the priority for me, but it's not for the military. And ADPI does a great job of filling that role.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love the work that you do. And I want to personally thank you for helping me and helping the community grow, because, you know, without you, honestly, we wouldn't have 28,000 members in this community thriving. I don't even know, because we have, I don't know, thousands and thousands and thousands of member requests that you personally vet, and you make sure that they're military affiliated and they're a great fit for the group. And I think that's something that, for people who don't know, who are listening to this podcast, we have a massive Facebook group, almost 28,000 members, where there's constant free to join information. And we have a team, and Chris is on that team, who personally goes through and vets each individual person who goes and requests to join it, and we make sure that they are military affiliation, that they understand what's going on. There's a series of questions that you have to answer to get in. It's not just like, hey, everyone get in and do what you want to do. It's just different than that. So I think that is super, super important, and your role in that is spectacular, and you've done a great job so far.
Appreciate it.
Chris, I think we're running a bit short on time, so we're going to jump right into the bonus round. So we have these same four questions that we ask each and every one of our podcast guests. And the first one here for you is, what book or software has really been crushing it for you lately?
There's two books. Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's kind of like the one I carry with me everywhere as a recruiter. Huge. And what I like about it is I can pick it up every day and read a section and then go practice some of the tenets that's in there, and just to see how people react when you don't react the way they expect you to. It's amazing. So I highly recommend that one. And then Chris Voss's Never Split the Difference, and Negotiating Like Your Life Depended on It. So much in that book that's helped me as a recruiter and just in general in real estate.
Yeah. Now that's both those books are fantastic. Chris Voss, I actually heard him speak on Clubhouse recently. I was in a room with him, got the opportunity to ask him some questions, and it was spectacular. So there's another shout out, guys. If you don't know what Clubhouse is, you need to get your butt on Clubhouse. It's on iPhone and Android. There's tons and tons and tons of information. Lots of people in real estate there helping people out. And you just join a room, you listen in, you ask your question, you get your information, and you, you know, pay it forward. But, all right. Question number two for you, Chris, who is your biggest hero and why?
So my biggest heroes are the American warrior, the service members, men and women who are willing to go out there and put their life on the line so we can do what we do. Without them, we wouldn't be here. And on that same note, I guess it'd be my parents, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here either. So.
From the physical standpoint.
Exactly.
No, man, but I love that. I love that because, you know, it's good to have that perspective, you know, especially I think the both of us right now, we're both transitioning out of the military. You've obviously had triple the amount of military experience as me. I've only been in 8 years and you've been in 24 years, but it doesn't matter because, you know, we're getting out, we're jumping into a civilian sector. And then you realize that there's still people deploying all around the world every day and doing the job, fighting every single day so that we can do what we want to do, so that we can take care of our families the way we want to take care of our families. And that is really powerful. So I hope people out there who are active duty appreciate that. And people out there who are veterans continue to appreciate that, because sometimes life finds a way of getting in the way, and sometimes you forget about that sacrifice. And I want to make sure that no one out there listening to this podcast forgets, because you and I will never forget. Another question for you. Question number three, what do you like to do for fun?
So I had to think about this one. What I do for fun, you know, I love to challenge my kids. I got two kids, and to challenge them in everything they do and to watch them cross boundaries, and not the bad boundaries, not the, you know, poking my buttons to see how mad I get, but when they think they can't do something,
to push them to do it and then go beyond it. Like that's where right now where I'm getting my greatest joy, because they are still young. And I got a 6 and 11 year old, and so that's my son's 8 and 11 year old. So that's
he's gonna enjoy this when he listens to it.
But right now that's the biggest joy in my life.
Yeah, now that's awesome. And that is a phase in my life that I haven't gotten to yet, but I am looking forward to. And I think that's incredible. All right, now here's the big question for you. Chris Lockwood, are you ready?
I am ready for this one.
All right, man. So if you had 3 nuggets of wisdom that you can give out, there might be a service member right now that is listening, and you've dropped a bunch of gems so far. But if you had 3 nuggets that you can boil it down to for someone who's thinking about getting started, and you know, maybe they're towards the end of their career and they're looking for that cash flow, that you know, that 18 months, $11,000 a month in revenue from Airbnbs, like, what 3 nuggets would you give them just to get started?
So number one, real estate investing is a team sport. Find a team, get on that team and be a part of it. And what's even better is you can get on multiple teams, but get on the team. And number two is, you know, how do you find that team? The second thing is be a part of the conversation. Interact on ADPI. Get on LinkedIn is huge. Like, I've made so many contacts on LinkedIn. But be a part of the conversation. You know, next thing you know, you're going to find yourself on a podcast like this simply because you're involved. That's the most important thing you can do. And then number three, and this is the one that was really hard for me to really wrap my head around, is find a mentor. But to do that, know that this is business and you're going to have to pay for it. So get in a mastermind. Forget about how much it costs. Find it in your budget. Because I promise you, you know, when you pay, like if you join the ADPI multifamily or Operation Adam, when you pay that money, it is less than 1 college class.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that.
So much that it's crazy. So that, you know, if you really want to accelerate, join a mastermind.
Yeah. That is the utter truth, man. When you said that, I was like, you know, I went to University of Miami in Florida, a private school, and thankfully, I was on an ROTC scholarship, and I think it was at the time, I don't know what the tuition is now, but it was like close to like 50 grand a year for tuition to that school. But the Air Force picked up that check, you know, as 8 years later, as I get out of the military after serving my commitment. But the point is, you know, so I guess I paid it back. But the point is, you know, people get lost in the initial price, and you know, everything is a return on investment. And the more time that you spend learning something, and if you can surround yourself with the right people and you have the right education, what that does is it completes the triad, the learn, network, take action triad, right? You get the education in a course, you learn about it. You're networking with some of the top people in your area or like-minded individuals, you're networking, and they're constantly motivating you to set goals and take action every single day, whether that's a little baby step and making a phone call to a multifamily broker, or whether that's putting offers in on 140 pad mobile home parks or short-term rentals or whatever. You take action every single day. And I promise you that 6 months will go down the road and you'll look back and not even recognize the person that you were. And that is something that is really, really, really powerful because it gets us out of that rut and it gives us hope for a different future. Whether you're transitioning out of the military or not, there is nothing wrong with doing real estate on the side and serving a 20-year military career all at the same time. There's absolutely nothing wrong, because all you're going to do is line yourself up. But whenever it is you do want to get out, whether serving your 20 years and retiring honorably or separating, you know, like me 8 years down the road, I have the cash flow to live the way I want to live, you know, and that is something that is really, really powerful. So be like Chris. And, you know, and just get started, do something. If any of the programs interest you, go to activedutypassiveincome.com/resources, check it out, see which one is a good fit for you, and seriously consider it, because the people that join this stuff, they, just like Chris said, they make time in their budget and they join. And I'm happy at the recording of this podcast, the Multifamily Academy, which is tough to get into, they are accepting applications. So if that is something that interests you, definitely check it out. And you can explore that more by just, like I said, going to our website. So, Chris, thank you so much for your time, man. You dropped so many gems, so many nuggets. And I wish you the absolute best. I know we're going to be seeing a lot of each other as, yep, you know, in the community and helping me out on, you know, on the team. But yeah, I'm so glad that you were able to squeeze us in for some time today. Where can folks get in touch with you if they'd like to ask you questions or reach out or maybe do some deals with you?
Yeah, so, you know, the ADPI Facebook group, that's, you know, that's a good place. For on LinkedIn, you know, just Christopher E. Lockwood on LinkedIn, and you will see my my face there. That's the two best ways to get in touch with me right now.
There you go. You heard it. You heard it here. So if you have a question for Chris, go to the Facebook group, open up the Messenger tab, and Facebook message Chris. That's all you have to do. It really doesn't get much easier than that. If you think like 50 years ago, how hard it was to contact someone, like you gotta go into the phone book or whatever. I don't know. Like, guys, go on Facebook. It will take you about 4 seconds. Reach out to Chris, pick his brain, and start doing something that is important. And all of, you know, as always, we're going to have the links to all the books that we mentioned in the show notes. Scroll down, grab those books, get started on your journey today. Thank you so much, Chris. It's been an absolute pleasure. And we'll see you in the community.
All right. Thanks. See you later.
Another amazing episode in the books. Thanks so much to our special guest. And thank you for listening. Don't forget to tap the subscribe button now to make sure you don't miss an episode. Or head over to our website at www.activedutypassiveincome.com to grab all of our free resources and discover how you can get started on your financial freedom journey today.